Thanks very much, Olivia. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome wherever you are, I guess, to this virtual meeting and discussion on investor views on climate policy from Cancun to Durban. And as Olivia explained, this is a kind of clash of the acronyms from all the various investor groups that have been involved in the process of representing investors at the UN climate talks. And just a couple of very brief introductory remarks from me. I think we've got a really excellent set of speakers here that will answer some of the questions that I had as a journalist that was covering both Copenhagen, Cancun, and previous United Nations meetings going back to Kyoto. My sort of take on one of my takes on Cancun was that it puts the U.S. back on some kind of track after the debacle of Copenhagen. I had sort of reflections afterwards that it was difficult nonetheless to see what the shape of that progress might be post-Cancun. And obviously in the event of meeting a binding international agreement, we did have some pretty important commitments. I noted a few down from the Green Climate Fund through to the Clean Tech Mechanism for Technology Transfer, and also some important work on transparency standards on reporting emissions data and pollution reduction for corporates worldwide. But one of the more important things, I think, for me was the involvement of institutional investors much more in the discussions at Cancun as well. And both of those major points, I think, are certainly reflected in the speakers that we have on the webinar today. And I'm delighted to introduce them all briefly. And first up, we will have Eric Hall, who is a spokesperson for, again, an even longer acronym than those we've seen before, the UNFCCC. That gives hope to all of us in journalism that we might one day do something important and interesting. He's a former correspondent, editor, and manager for Reuters before he joined the UN Climate Change Secretariat as communications manager. And Eric is going to be looking at the key outcomes from Cancun. And following on from Eric, we have three well-known speakers from the institutional and financial world. First up, Olli Beyer-Sørensen, who is the Chief of Research and Strategy at ATP, the giant Danish pension fund, and also chairman of the Institutional Investors Group on Climate Change. And Olli, I know, had to resist the temptation of heading to the beach himself at Cancun. He was actually there, of course, leading the IIGCC's delegation at the UN discussions. Following on from Olli will be Bruce Kahn, director and senior investment analyst at Deutsche Climate Change Investment Group, based in New York, but currently sitting in sunny London. And Bruce will be looking at, importantly, at the U.S. perspective and what impact the COP17 meeting later this year in Durban, South Africa, will have on domestic U.S. politics. And finally, we will have Karen Ireton, who is Director of Group Sustainability Management at Standard Bank of South Africa. And she's going to be very much looking forward to the Durban meeting, obviously in her home country, and what the outlook will be for some of the flexible mechanisms that are being put forward for discussions there. After them, we will have what's being termed here as a facilitated discussion. So I guess that means as much Q&A as we can get. And, you know, really the point, I think, of these kind of webinars is to get as much input from the people who are listening in as possible So, you know, questions that you have that arise with each of the speaker presentations, and you know, as much spicy discussion as we can get in the next hour. But first of all, I'd like to hand over to Eric. Eric, over to you. I don't know if just one last word as well. You can, on your webinar control panels, also type in questions as we go along. So I think if you have a look at the control panel there in the questions section, you can type in your questions as well, if you prefer to send them over as we go. Eric, over to you.